Blog Talk Radio.
Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, why go, why go, why go? It's a new summer era. We don't wanna see the errors. We fighting against each other. It's a love that we need with one another. You understand? Trust might be love. Knowing through all, keep on going. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Gotta get on your grind, don't confuse your mind. Let that dream come true. Stop playing a fool, chatting to my soul. Praying for forgiveness, never get lost in the world of sin. That's while I'm trying my vision, seeing knowledge is given, knowing what's been hidden. Living life, only good intentions, not playing the victim. Spending my strength to perfection. Success is your best liquid, becoming one of noble reflection. Positive vibration in the spirit, turning for the moment with a blessing. Remember this lesson, truth be told through these confessions. Why you guessing? Stop stressing, stop stressing. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. Welcome to another Indie Morel Dollhouse Radio production of Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. And just saying, this is the first show of Urban Society of 2017. And with that said, I'm going to say Happy New Year to everybody. I'll say that being that Trump is now the president, it's going to be an interesting year. It's going to be an interesting time. Negative though it can only be, but it will be interesting. But again, Happy New Year to everybody. Welcome to 2017. Good to be here and to continue going on. So to run down the topic for the show tonight, first topic is going to be President Trump, Women's March Against Trump. Third topic will be Tommy Loren, and the fourth will be miscellaneous issues. Yes, so again, welcome to Urban Society. I'm glad to be back. I had been off for quite a while, winding down the old year. And the coming in of the new year, I had a vacation, 2 week vacation. That's what I had, and I enjoyed every second, minute, and hour and day of it. Yes, I did, and it was really needed. Because as for myself, I do that every year. I take 2 weeks off in the beginning of the year, and 2 weeks off in the middle of the year. The 2 weeks off in the beginning of the year, so I say, is so that I can wind down from the year that was and to wind up for the year to be. Necessary indeed. And for the middle of the year, I do that for my birthday, which is in July. I don't work on my birthday. Some people, they do that. That's something I do not do. Work on my birthday? FOH. That's not for me. So, moving right along, I'm going to read what I do read into the show. I've begun to do this. This statement from, let's see here. I think Frederick Douglass has said this here. Yes, he did. Frederick Douglass has said, as far back in the 1800s, Frederick Douglass is the African-American or black person who had escaped from slavery, escaped out of slavery, and became quite known in America and throughout the world for his intellect. Imagine that. Well, that's another issue. I was going to say, imagine that. A person who was a slave, but then taught himself to read and write, and I guess to understand. But perhaps the situation could be that he was already able to understand before he could read and write. Think about that. Something to think about. Anyway, he had written this here. He said, where justice is denied, where poverty is enforced, where ignorance prevails, and where any one class is made to feel that society is in an organized conspiracy to oppress, rob, and degrade them, neither persons nor property will be safe. That's what Frederick Douglass had said. And then I went on to say, so American society was then, and so it is now. Stop and frisk, driving, walking, standing while black, school to prison pipeline, the prison industrial complex, the list is unending. All this must stop. True indeed. And then now we have Donald Trump as the president. I mean, for myself, I'm still in some kind of mental funk due to him being the president. Still, I mean, I really can't believe it. I mean, I kind of laughingly say that, but at least I can laugh at that. And therefore, at least I'm not crying about that. I'm not angry about it, no. It's just ludicrous, ridiculous, that somebody like him can actually be in the office of the presidency. And as for myself, now, more so than ever before, even more so when George W. Bush, that dummy, was president, I now find myself really thinking and questioning, what's the presidency all about? I mean, because if someone like Donald Trump can ascend to that office, what is it? And or what isn't it? I mean, really? Anyway, moving right along. Even before the new year had gone out, and even before this clown, Donald Trump, I'm going to always call him a clown. Honestly. I mean, freedom of speech. Whatever. Anyway, even before the new year was going out, on Facebook, there was this petition, if you can call it that, entitled Boycott Inauguration Day. I want to read what it says here. It says, the title is Boycott Inauguration Day. Turn off TVs all day. Show him we don't support him. He will never be our president. Low ratings will drive him nuts. Hopefully he will turn to Twitter storm, whining and complaining. Watch old movies, read, draw, anything but watch this farce of election. Don't worry, it will be on all stations for at least 2 weeks. Lowest ratings of all shows will drive home how strongly we feel about him. Now, as for myself, I had no intentions. I can't even say it without laughing. Horrible. Well, honestly, I had no intentions of watching that inauguration of him. Because for one thing, I'm the kind of person, honestly, I can't, is it best to say I can't? Well, let me just say it. I'm the kind of person, I can't listen to ignorance. I mean, if it's obvious, palpable ignorance, known ignorance, I can't listen to it. I mean, I'll walk away from it. I'll walk away from such a person if they are in my face talking, and or if I might be in that particular circle and someone is going on and on and on and on and on about nothing, and it's obvious and it's obviously nonsensical. I'll walk away from that circle. Somebody might say, "Yo, man, where you going?" I'll throw that up. I'll be right back if I do say that at all. But I can't stick around for that. So therefore, Trump's inauguration, I had no intention of watching it. None. Zero. But however, through being on Facebook and hearing many of my Facebook friends talk about it, I won't even say that I'm interested at this point to watch it. No, I'm not. I really am not. But it's something. I therefore, just to say, I might watch it, just so I can see what he said. But that can't be true, because I know that I'm going to say it. I know the motherfucker is saying nothing. He can't be saying anything worthwhile listening to. No, because number one, he isn't even articulate, basically. So moving right along. But that's about the inauguration. People were saying that, you know, we should boycott that inauguration, not even watch it on TV. And according to some things that I've heard via Facebook, because still, in a real sense, I have not as of yet actually turned my TV back on to watch the news, because it's not news, not at this point in time. It's not news, and or what's on there, I don't want to see that. And then again, I can honestly say that I am this way because I'm highly aware of I'm highly aware of me wanting to maintain my own mental equilibrium. You know, in other words, a mental balance within myself. It's like, I know what, well, I can't really say I know what pleases me. I don't really know that, because many things please me, and many things that I don't even know about, I'm quite sure could please me. But I do know what displeases me. And watching news today, it will be a serious situation of unpleasantness. That's all I can say. I mean, one thing, just saying, I never really liked watching the news in a real sense anyway, primarily because of what I always said, they have too many death reports on there about this person having had died this or that way, you know, a train crashing, a plane crashing, somebody falling off a building, 25 people getting shot and killed, a bomb. Come on. Don't need enlighten me with something. Enlighten me with optics, with words. You know, give me something that's producing, something that provokes thought within me. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I listen for. Death reports. What can I think about that other than damn? I don't need to hear about that. I mean, it happens, yes, but, well, that's just one of those things. But anyway, right now it's 15 minutes to the hour, so we're going to have to go into a music break. And I've been informed that we have a new music list or a new playlist. And actually, I was trying to pull it up, but I can't seem to get it. I'm going to have to try that later. So in the meantime, I'm just going to go on and play a song, because I'm trying to scroll here to see what I might get. And right now, I see that here in the studio, things are jumping around on the playlist that I do have before me. Let's see, what can I do about that? Sorry for the delay, people, but just bear with me. I'm going to try and just click on to something here. Well, it won't even stop. Interesting. But okay, I'm just going to click on something here and see what happens. I'm not even sure of the name of the song, but we're going to go with something. I might have to, just bear with me, people. I'm going to try to do something here. Okay.
M80.
Okay, well.
All you gotta do is just go and hit that motherfucker. Just hit it, don't I? Just get into it. Get in, bring that shit out.
We are, when it comes to that paper, he knows, we are, yeah, we are, when it comes to that paper, he knows, we are, nah. I don't like to brag too much.
I don't.
But that Chad didn't cost me no. 150, you want it only. Can't sound only, bitch. Like, let me own it.
Have it.
I don't look, I just purchase. If I like it, I'ma skin down if it worth
it. Oh, yeah.
Pussy nigga, what's your purpose?
What's your purpose?
You get money, nigga, get from around me, you worthless.
Get the fuck.
And you know I'm up like I had 10 cups of coffee at Starbucks. Oh, you ran out of luck. Oh well, put the nigga, I'm up. Yeah, it feel lonely up here. All the pretty girls here. Yeah, cause I started in the game. Took my own lane, I had to change some things. Show no, when it comes to that paper, he know, we are, yeah, we are, show no, when it comes to that paper, he know,
when it comes to that paper, ain't never been no hater, come to a nigga bitch, I ain't never capped and saved, only catch me in the street, probably fucking one of my neighbors, and you know me, we can fade it, catch me on that Miley, and I'm up, hold me a double cup and stuff crust, I remember when things wasn't going my way, now I hit the club, everybody turn sideways, cause I'm up, and he up, and we up. And no more hurt, no more struggling. Ain't no more standing trap juggling. I'm rocking shows, I'm fucking hoes, and everybody know I'm up. So next time you catch me in the booth, salute, say that nigga that the truth.
I'm we are, when it comes to that paper, he know, we are, yeah, we are, show no, when it comes to that paper, he know, we are.
Money in my sleep, as soon as I wake up, I'm running to that check. So no. I finger fought that paper, still it ain't enough. I've been on so long, it feel like a nigga star. Ain't fuck around with no broke nigga. Money over these bitches, top back of my vehicle, blowing some, getting twisted. I'm up like my granddaddy, I low like granddaddy. To the streets I've been married, money bags I've been had it. I'm a bitch, I'm an airplane, gas game, fast lane, half ounce to a whole thing. Shouts out to the blow game, almost still on the same thing. Ran it up off cocaine. gang, these fuck niggas look so plain. 100 spin on my whole chain. Paparazzi around me, feds won't indict me. Red dog don't like me, most pitch on Spike Lee. Brutally with these Grammys, I don't need no Grammy. Long as the hood love me, I hustle for my family.
So no, when it comes to that paper, enough, never enough. We are so no, we are so no, yeah. We are so no, we are. So no, when it comes to that paper, enough, never enough. We are.
Okay, welcome back to Urban Society here on Indy Morrell Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to your host, James A. Jones. And the song we just played, sorry to say, but I'm not sure who it was, but I hope you all did, in fact, enjoy it, because I'm still trying to get the playlist here in sync. So anyway, moving right along, I've got something here I want to read into the show entitled On Trump Winning the Election Per Current Rules and Procedures. What I got here says, this is how autocracies are born, with a slow but steady chipping away until a country reaches the point where it is so unremarkable and normal that extremists can emerge from the shadows, walk in the corridors of power, and make the laws that govern our lives. Perhaps Donald Trump really did win the election under the current framework of how we run elections through voter suppression laws and the Electoral College. If he did, the country should wake up to the fact that it needs to aggressively defend voting rights and dismantle the Electoral College. And if he didn't, we deserve to know. Yes, I mean, and the way that, the way Trump talks already, it seems like he just wants to ignore the Constitution, basically. The Constitution is the document that has governed most of the way this country is governed. But it seems like Donald Trump, he just wants to bypass that and make his own laws. But that's to be seen as to what he does or does not do. That's why I had said earlier that it's going to be him, this moron being president, it's going to be interesting to see what he does or does not do. And I'd even say it's even going to be more interesting than when George W. Bush was president. Because like I said before, George W. Bush was a dummy. But Donald Trump is worse than a dummy because he's a moron. I mean, what's the difference between a moron and a dummy? A big difference. At least a dummy can think. And no, let me try to get this straight. A dummy can think, but he or she knows that they don't think well. So therefore, they try and want to think at least better than what they do think. But a moron, he or she don't know what to think and don't know that they can't think. A moron would be on the level of, somewhat on the level of that scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. That was a moron in certain senses. But anyway, autocracy. I also got the definition of the word autocracy as well. This here says that an autocracy is a system of government in which supreme power is concentrated in the hands of one person whose decisions are subject to neither external legal restraints nor regularized mechanisms of popular control. Absolute monarch and dictatorship. Dictatorships are the main historical forms of autocracy. Donald Trump does, in fact, wish that he was a dictator. I mean, because, matter of fact, a dictator also, an autocrat, a dictator, when they, an autocrat, once he or she gets in power, then they apply dictatorial rule, a dictatorship. And Donald Trump, he has that dictator mentality because it's all about himself. He already feels that he is supreme, that he is the one, that he is the almighty great one, the all-knowing one. That's his mindset, a megalomaniac, basically, to corner phrase or word. That's what he is. Anyway, moving right along, I got this article here that I wanted to read from last year, but the show didn't come on, and it's not that the show didn't come on, but I was on my vacation. Anyway, this article here came from Charles Blow. He wrote, America Elects a Bigot. The article goes on to say that Donald J. Trump is president-elect of the United States. Now, there's a sentence I never thought I'd write. Against all odds and against all forms of the establishment, he prevailed. He won, legitimately, including in many states that were thought to be safely blue, meaning Democratic. The pundits and polls were wrong. There was more pent-up hunger for change and also racial, ethnic, and economic angst than many models considered. Mr. Trump will become the country's 45th president. For me, it is a truly shocking fact, a bitter pill to swallow. I remain convinced that this is one of the worst possible people who could be elected president. I remain convinced that Trump has a fundamentally flawed character and is literally dangerous for the world stability and injurious to America's standing in that world. There is so much that I can't fully comprehend. It is hard to know specifically how to position yourself in a country that can elect a man with such staggering ineptitude and open animus. It makes you doubt whatever faith you had in the country itself. Also, let me be clear. Businessman Donald Trump was a bigot. Candidate Donald Trump was a bigot. Republican nominee Donald Trump was a bigot, and I can only assume that President Donald Trump will be a bigot. It is absolutely possible that America didn't elect him in spite of that, but because of it. Consider that for a second. Think about what that means. This is America right now, throwing its lot in with a man who named an outright sympathizer as his campaign chief. You know, the outright, that's the new name for people of a Ku Klux Klan type mentality. You know, the Ku Klux Klan organization. Now this outright organization is the same thing as a Klan, but with a different name, basically. They have the same mindset. America for Americans. But then again, I mean, who in America isn't an American? But like to these people, they consider only white people are Americans. Can you get with that? Really? But it's convoluted and it's stupid. Anyway, Charles Blow goes on to say, how can I make sense of the fact that the president appeared in pornos? He asked that question. How can I make sense of the fact that the president appeared in pornos? How can I make sense of the fact that the man who will appoint the next attorney general has himself boasted of assaulting women? What will this president's vaunted law and order program for inner cities look like in an age where minority communities are already leery of police aggression? How do I make sense of the fact that a man who attacked a federal judge for his Mexican heritage will be the man who will nominate the next Supreme Court justice and scores of federal judges? I can't make it make sense because it doesn't. I must sit with the absurdity of it. I must settle this in myself in this way. I respect the presidency. I do not respect this president elect. I cannot. Count me among the resistance. My thoughts are now with the immigrant families he has threatened to deport and the Muslims he has threatened to bar and the women he has demeaned and those he is accused of assaulting and the disabled whom he apparently has no problem mocking. My thoughts are with the poor people afflicted by ill health, who were finally able to receive medical insurance coverage, sometimes life-saving coverage, and the fear that they must now, and the fear they must feel now, that there is a president committed to repealing and replacing it with what? I don't know. And who has a pliable Congress at his disposal? And that is, he has a pliable Congress at his disposal. The Republicans in charge of Congress have long been waiting to snatch the Affordable Care Act off the shelf, throw it out the window. Affordable Care Act, they want to name it or label it Obamacare to, you know, cast aspersions on it. Obama being black. Anything coming from a black person can't be good. Let the racists tell it. Anyway, Charles Blow goes on to say that when I think of all those people and then think of all the people who voted to make this man president and those who didn't vote, thereby easing the way for his ascension, I cannot help but feel some measure of anger. I must deal with that anger. I don't want to wrestle it to the ground. I want to harness it. I have spent much of my life and definitely much of my time writing this column, championing the cause of vulnerable, championing the causes of vulnerable populations. That work only becomes more important now. Trump represents a clear and very present danger, and it is in the face of that danger that courage and truth are made more necessary and more perfect. I strongly support and defend the peaceful transfer of power in this country and applaud the current administration for doing what is right and normal in America, what every prior departing administration has done to make sure the transfer of power is as smooth as possible. We need a Trump presidency to succeed to some degree, at least to have it do as little harm to the public, to the Republic as possible, in order for America to remain safe, steady, and strong during his tenure. That doesn't mean that I don't believe Trump to be an abomination, but rather that I honor one of the hallmarks of our democracy, and that I am an American interested in protecting America, in protecting America. That said, it is impossible for me to fall in line behind an unrepentant bigot. It will be impossible for me to view this man participating in the pageantry and protocols of the presidency and not be reminded of how he is a demonstrated demagogue who is also a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and a bully. That is not a person worthy of applause. That is a person who must be placed under unrelenting pressure. Power must be challenged constantly, begins today. That's what Charles Blow has said at the end of last year concerning Trump having won the presidency. And I agree with him. I don't respect him in the office of the presidency, Donald Trump. As I said earlier, to me, it makes me wonder just what is the office of the presidency that it would allow someone with the mental caliber of a Donald Trump ascend to its level. What is it? What can it be? What is our government? Who are the people in our government that would allow someone like Trump to ascend to the highest office in the land and to be in control of what? The highest office in the land. We could say, well, we are in a democracy and therefore the people voted him in. But then again, I mean, there were other people who didn't vote for him. I know I didn't. But move right along. But before we do that, it's now 5 after the hour. We have another music break to go into. And I think I more so have the playlist in sync now than what it wasn't earlier. And I'm going to play here a record from Chris Brown. No, I'm not going to play that one. I'm going to play this one from Chris Brown featuring Usher and Zan Malik, and it's entitled Back to Sleep. So here we go. Let's see what happens, and we'll be right back. Well, I don't see nothing happening. My goodness.
Get up. and then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. She say she feel it all in her stomach. I follow you, you lead the way. Cardio the way I gotta rock. She woke up happy, she know this eye day. Thursday begin her weekends, I'm booked on Friday. She worked all week, she still trying to make my show. She not watching me, she dirty watch them hoes. So she trust a nigga, raw is how she fuck a nigga. Damn it's all raw the way she fuck me, nigga. No gloves, that means she fucking with you. Never ask for one or nothing, just ain't two. She see the money, but she pay two. And every interview question, I be wanna say you. Had your own shit, I can't say, I say you. Your pop's the only man can say he made you. I'll play my damn self if I ever tried to play you. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. She say she feel it all in her stomach. I follow you, you lead the way. Cardio the way I gotta run. I follow her, she follow me. No social sites, this reality. All these comments got her mad at me. Be blind to these hoes, you ain't gotta see. They fans, baby, they just gotta speak. All they got is the beat. Why you getting beat? They ain't too cocky, but you know streets. The only Georgia's watching tips that we throwin' magic feet. Fuck the strippers, girl, I wanna be on you. With wood, canoe, just do it like Nike, baby. You own this dick, gon' copyright it, baby. They want what you gettin'. Plus that head pullin' like a transmission. All mouth, no hands in it. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. She say she feel it all in her stomach. I follow you, you lead the way. Cardio the way I gotta run. Tonight, you got the real thing. She pulling my dread, biting my chain. She rolling the stendo, my dick on the stendo. Floating like the cartridge on a Nintendo. Players calling, I want this to end though. But she on 10 though. Drop the keys, go ahead and bend over. Go ahead and bend over. Girl, drop the fucking keys, go ahead and bend over. Talk to her like I'm in love with it. She ain't been the same since a thug hit. Fucking to a dry swell up. Grab her neck and tell her shut the hell up. She love that freaky stuff. Ain't seen my nut yet. She always eat it up. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. I'm coming, then we both come. I follow you, you lead the way. She say she feel it all in her stomach. I follow you, you lead the way. Cardio the way I gotta run. I follow you, you lead the way.
Welcome back to Urban Society here on India Morrell Dollhouse Radio. I'm your host, James A. Jones. And I have to inform you all that that wasn't a track from Chris Brown featuring Usher and Zayn Malik entitled Back to Sleep. But instead, it appears it was a song from someone called Cocky Streets, that's spelled S-T-R-E-E-T-Z. And the name of that jam was called Got Her Running. From indie music. Like I said, my playlist here, I just hope it continues to work. Okay. So, moving right along. Now, just to somewhat repeat something from the article that I just read from Charles Blow, if not to repeat, but to expound somewhat on what he was saying. First off, I will say that basically I do in fact agree with most of what he wrote in his article. But however, I will say that that Charles Blow, he's a lot more nicer than I am, evidently. I mean, because I've seen him on MSNBC and or CNN, and I've seen him speak, and therefore I can somewhat gauge the way his character more so is than not. And his and my character are different. I won't say extremely different, but they are different. But I can relate to stuff that he does say. However, I wouldn't say it exactly as he says it. I mean, I'd be more, I guess, emphatic in saying what I'd want to say about this idiot Trump, this moron. But like, at least Charles Blow does somewhat call this clown a moron also. But yes, I would also say, like I said before, you know, I just can't. I mean, I'll put it this way: the American people. I'm as American as the next American, but my fellow Americans have disappointed me in electing this cretin to lead our country. Then again, lead it to where? I mean, if I'll put it this way: if we think that George W. Bush left this country in a mess after 8 years, we can only imagine what Donald Trump is going to how Donald Trump is going to leave this country even after 4 years. If he gets to 4 years, the probability is that he will be impeached before the 4 year term limit is up, because he's a moron, basically, and he does what morons do: fuck shit up, basically. So, having said that, moving right along, I have this some words here from Michael Moore, and what he says regarding Donald Trump and his supporters, basically those who supported Trump, voted for Trump, and defend Trump. Defend Trump verbally. These people, Michael Moore has written this about them. He says the article is entitled, Michael Moore Says Anyone Who Supports Trump Aren't Christians. The article goes on to say that if you claim to be a Christian but support Donald Trump and all the hate and bigotry he embodies, you're a hypocrite. And it says here, ever since Trump won the election on Tuesday night, his deplorable supporters have been terrorizing minorities and women across the country, causing fear and panic in communities to the point that a movement has begun in which people wear safety pins to signify to others that they are safe to be near. Remember some time back before the new year left, I had read an article in the show about people wearing safety pins, and I had even read a satirical article into the show written about the wearing of safety pin, well, the wearing of that particular safety pin, and some woman saying that she wore the pin not knowing that she was supposed to do anything. She just figured, well, if I got the pin on, that should be enough. But no, it wasn't enough. And so she wrote in her article, and she found out, and she later said that when she got to work at some point, she threw that pen in the drawer that she had paid so much money for. I mean, it was satirical, therefore it's supposed to be funny, but it's laughable but not funny. Anyway, the article goes on to say here that white people, no matter how painful, have a responsibility to reject anybody who stands in front of a camera who spews racism. Yes, they do. I agree with that. Who spews sexism, misogyny, who brags about being a sexual predator. I don't care what your race is, but especially if you're white, because that means that you belong to the race that's been in power forever. This is a country that was founded on genocide and built on the backs of slaves. So you have a special responsibility as a white person to always object to anybody who uses racism, who spews this hatred. Moore then wondered how white Americans will feel when they wake up one morning and realize that they've been shitty human beings because they did nothing when they had a chance to stand against the hate. And that led Moore calling out white people who call themselves Christians. And it's in quotes, it says, "And do not call yourself a Christian if you're not willing, literally, to put your body in front of whoever is coming to hurt the other, the people who are not you." Interesting. That's what Michael Moore had said. And I would agree with that also. Definitely so. And I had even seen that some comedian was on Saturday Night Live. I don't particularly watch that show, but sometimes in my Facebook news feed, some of my Facebook friends will put on one of those clips. Or if not that, I might just be scrolling around on YouTube and see something from, or even a news article from a Saturday Night Live presentation. And in saying that, I was coming to say that there was some comedian of Indian heritage, Indians from India. He was of that Indian heritage. He was talking about Donald Trump and how because of Trump, those of a racist mindset have become emboldened with their racism, which is nothing new because this has been said throughout the election by those who would say it. Not many, but a few would say it, such as Charles Blow was one of those who would say that. Whereas so many others would deny that racism had anything to do with what Trump was saying. Nonsense. BS. I mean, that was like denial. That's what that was. So that was Michael Moore, what Michael Moore had to say about that. And then about, you know, people being fearful because, you know, the emboldened racist. You know, just saying, one of my Facebook friends, I always mention her in the show more often than not, Dr. Stacy Patton. She had written something around the end of last year about the fear that people, that, how can I put it? She wrote something concerning the fear that was being said that so many people are feeling at this point in time, because of the imminent election of Donald Trump and then the actual election of Donald Trump. Dr. Patton wrote, "Dear African Americans, do not fear a Trump presidency. Remember, we come from good, strong stock. We are the descendants of the survivors of the Middle Passage." You know what the Middle Passage was, don't you, people? Historically speaking, the Middle Passage was in the Atlantic Ocean and or on the Atlantic Ocean, the route or route from Africa to the Caribbean to America. And also, when people speak of the Middle Passage, they are more so talking about what took place during that journey through the Atlantic Ocean and called the Middle Passage. A lot of stuff happened on that voyage. Rape, we can say murder also. Slaves, I mean Africans who were captured, put in the hull of the ship, and then when they were brought up or even when they were down in the hole, I mean they were, you know, rebellious. And whatever was done to them was done to them. They were murdered in the hull of the ship and no doubt were also murdered on the deck of the ship, those who were rebellious, and just thrown overboard, like nothing. And food for the sharks. And the women, the girls, not necessarily women, but the girls, young girls on those ships, raped on those ships. Well, I'll put it this way, the beast who were in the form of men. I don't want to say devil because then people would think something different, but the beasts, the animals who were in the form of men who were on those ships, what they did to the young girls on those ships. They might want to say, well, it was a long voyage and, you know, men get hot and, what, lusty. But, man, awful. The Middle Passage. I kind of got carried away there. Anyway, she said, Dr. Stacey Patton said, "We are the descendants of the survivors of the Middle Passage." And yes, we are. "We survived centuries in chains and the sadistic cruelties of the plantation. We survived another 100 years of Jim Crow terrorism and the last 50 years of continued racial devaluation. They will destroy themselves in a future attempt to destroy us. No fear, no silence, no shirking from the fire. Now is the time for us to redouble our efforts, liberate ourselves from the constraints of respectability, love ourselves hard, and pay homage to our ancestors by continuing ceaseless agitation. Africa gave birth to all of humanity, and her descendants of the children who were stolen from her soil. We inevitably heal this world and restore our enemies to their lost humanity and guide them back to the warmth of the sun. That's what Dr. Stacy Patton said. It's a bit poetical, I think, but that's what she said, and I guess that is her hope. Dr. King somewhat had that hope when he would say that, in a real sense, in the midst of the struggle of black people during the 60s, the Civil Rights Movement, Dr. King and others believed that perhaps black people were the soul and our conscience. And further, they believed that, in a real sense, it was our job to save the souls of white people in America. That's what they said, but I don't necessarily buy that nonsense. We have to save ourselves before we can save anybody else. And then again, even sometimes we ourselves don't want to be saved or don't know that we need to be saved. So therefore, what would make us think that white people would know better than we? Maybe I said that wrong. But in other words, what I'm saying is that you have those white people who don't feel they need to be saved. I mean, it gets ridiculous. Because in a real sense, they think, who those niggas think they talking to? I mean, they're not superior to me. I'm superior to them. And they're supposed to teach me something? They need to shut up and listen. That's how the white racists think. Anyway, another one of my Facebook friends, Avis Jones Devere. Her last name is spelled Jones-Deweever. She had said this in one of her Facebook postings after the election of Donald Trump. She titled hers public service announcement. She said, "Honestly, fam, miss me with that except Trump nonsense. Maya taught us when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Don't be so naive as to immediately accept this meek and mild act he's putting on right now as his true character. What I see are the Fox apologetic actions of an abuser the day after the abuse. Don't sit there and think the clock is not ticking until the hammer comes down again. Except now, or at least come January, he'll have the full weight of the American government behind him when he acts. This is a moment in history that will separate people of character from the basket of immorals. Immorals. It will separate those of courage from the cowards. Now is not the time to wave the white flag, no pun intended. If ever there was a time to straighten your spine and fight, that time is now. Don't waste your time or potential hurt feelings attempting to convince me otherwise." And then she says, hashtag not my president. I can agree with her words also. And the hashtag not my president. I agree with that too. Donald Trump, he may be the president, but I don't respect him as a president. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I just don't respect him. He gets no respect from me. Zero. On that meter, it don't even move, you know, from zero to whatever. It's at zero. It don't move. And I'm quite sure it won't move. My respect for him is broke. Broken. Anyway, it's now 25 after the hour. We're going to go into another music break. And let's see what happens. Let's see if I can get it right this time. Because I know I tried clicking on the song to be played, and that song didn't play. So I figured click somewhere else. And that's what I did. And whatever song that was came up. I'm sorry to the person whose song it was. I didn't actually know who it was. But then again, I did mention the name, and I hope I did mention the right name. So We're going to try another song from Future, and it's entitled Purple Rain. That is Purple R-E-I-G-N. Let's see what happens. Well, nothing so far, but earlier when I did that, the song eventually started playing. Nothing again. I guess I will have to report this issue to our executive producer after the show.
Hey, somebody, call somebody to get some mileage. I need some good stuff. Clean stuff. Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. I just need a girlfriend. I just need my girlfriend. I just need purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. I just need my girlfriend. I just need my girlfriend. I just need. And I keep a pen, a cup of purple light with me. And I keep the stainless steel on me like shoes. They got me going way harder than we can't lose. I had the conversation, cause these niggas ain't true. I know you credit card fraud, games, but some booze. I hope you stack your money to the ceiling, not the roof. I hope you can catch your feelings for no bitch, you fuck the crew. You know I'm independent, get the rental, bust the jug. You know that purple rain had them hitters on foot. I see you acting strange, I can tell it's ain't love. That brand new Mustang had to get it out the mud. Purple rain is understood. Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. I just need a girlfriend. I just need my girlfriend. I just need. I just need my girl, I just need my girlfriend. I bought a couple Hublots like I'm pushing heroin. I bought a couple coupes, I bought a couple Panameras. I'm acting like a free band gang terrorist. Red cup of lean, don't approach me like a junkie. Take a pledge to the team, you gon' kill and get money. International, we taking over other countries. Any nationality, they coming, baby, coming. Run shotgun in the forest, it's a rover. Until you gun down, we gon' never have closure. Got real estate downtown, investing all over. I heard you tryna talk down like I ain't focused. I know you tryna play around like I ain't got soldiers. Big cup of syrup washes down all my doja. Wearing Louis loafers like they old penny loafers. Started off local, got the creels by a coaster. I don't want no words with you cause you mad focus. I'm just trying to motivate the hoods all over. I'm just trying to teach you how to get these whips loaded. I'm just trying to show you how to get a few rollies. Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. I just need a girlfriend. I just need my girlfriend. I just need purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. I just need my girlfriend. I just need my girlfriend. I just need. Hope I didn't come at you the wrong way, that wasn't planned. Hope you seen the path that I made, I took a chance. I just put my passion and drive into this. Two cups of that dirty, take a day, I blow a cushion. We gon' talk about it, cut you off and keep pushing. Since I got this fame, can't forget I was crooked. They wanna see me make the wrong move, bite the bullet. See me whip up in that new school, look like a bully. Purple rain, purple rain. I just need a girlfriend. I just need my girlfriend. I just need purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. I just need my girlfriend. I just need my girlfriend. I just need purple rain is understood. Purple rain, hey.
Welcome back to Andy Morrell Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. And we just heard a song from Future entitled Purple Rain. And that rain is spelled R-E-I-G-N, not R-A-I-N, but Purple Rain. Interesting song. Nice. Anyway, moving right along. I have an article here entitled "The First Senator to Endorse Donald Trump is a Longtime Opponent of Civil Rights." And the guy's name is Jeff Sessions. And he's also the guy that Trump has picked to be the Attorney General of this country. And he's a longtime opponent of civil rights laws and sentiments. Let's put it like that also. But also, I mean, you know, this is why this is going to be interesting, the time that Donald Trump is in the office of the presidency and those whom he has picked to staff his cabinet. Because, as you know, Donald Trump has already said that the thing that that the inner city or the urban communities need are more police. In his mind, that's all that's needed, more police. Not more jobs, but more police. Not better housing, but more police. Not, you know, extracurricular activity for the people living in urban communities to engage in. No, they need more police. He's an idiot. He's a moron. And this guy is president. It's going to be interesting. I laugh, but it's not funny. It's just S-T-U-P-I-D. Stupid. It really is. And just saying, because I just spelled that word out, S-T-U-P-I-D, stupid, you know, I had noticed that now when I log in to create my show, I noticed that like the word explicit pops up there. That hadn't been so before, and I'm wondering, why is my show labeled explicit? Is maybe because I do some cursing in it, but I try not to curse. I try not to, but sometimes it's just, there's no other way to put things. I mean, then again, profanity is part of the English language, so we know it, we might as well use it, but within context. I don't curse just to curse. No, I don't. But anyway, in this article about this other moron, Jeff Sessions, I guess his whole name must be Jeffrey Sessions, I guess so. It says here that Sessions used to think the KKK were okay until he learned that they were pot smokers. Sessions admitted to calling the VRAs a piece of intrusive legislation. No, that's going elsewhere, because right now I'm not even sure what the VRAs are. But going back, it says here that Sessions used to think the KKK were okay until he learned that they were pot smokers. And I guess really just to go back into that statement or that reminiscent on this idiot Sessions, I guess that was supposed to have been funny, that he thought the KKK were okay until he learned that they smoked pot. You know, chuckle, 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 right? I got to say it, S-H-I-T. Well, I spelled it, okay? And then again, this, and he said that, He admitted to calling the VRA a piece of intrusive legislation. I guess I'd have to read more into the article to find out what the VRA exactly is. Oh, the Voting Rights Amendment. That's what the VRA stands for. The Voting Rights Amendments. He called them a piece of intrusive legislation. Intrusive to who or intrusive to what? Democracy? Honestly. And this guy, Trump. The moron. Some people, I understand, are calling him, especially my Facebook friend, Dr. Stacey Patton. She has long been calling him the Orange Menace. The Orange Menace. Anyway, yeah. But I continue and will forever call this idiot not only an idiot, but a moron. A moron. I recall just saying from long, long, long ago in my adolescent years, even in my childhood years, we had learned jokes about some guy called the Little Moron. And the Little Moron, it was like questions in the jokes, but they were funny. Like one question about the moron, it was said something like, why did the Little Moron saw his bed in half? And the answer was, because he heard his half-brother was coming to town. I don't know here, but I might have, no, I just have somebody listening. I thought I might have had a caller calling in. Well, anyway, like I said, imagine that joke, the little moron. The question was, why did the little moron sew his bed in half? Again, he heard his half-brother was coming to town. And another one was, why, there were so many of them, but I don't remember them all, but some that stick out in my mind. Another one is, why did the little moron bring his knife and gun to town? The answer was because he wanted to cut around the corner and shoot up the town. Really. Well, anyway, so move right along with this article here about this clown Sessions. It says here, but Sessions hardly reformed his views after he was elected to the Senate in 1996. He frequently earned an F rating from civil rights groups like the NAACP and consistently opposed the bread and butter civil rights agenda. Hillary Shelton, director of the NAACP, told the New Republic he voted to reauthorize the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, in 2006, but praised the Supreme Court's decision gutting the law in 2013, cluelessly saying, if you go to Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, people aren't denied the vote because of the color of their skin. That's what he said. And then somebody says he's clearly not paying attention to the very recent examples of voting discrimination in these states. But imagine that. He said if you go to those states, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, the people aren't denied the vote because of the color of their skin. That's the kind of denial, I guess you could say. But that's the racist. He or she's in constant denial. And the article goes on to say, but his embrace of Trump shows that Sessions remains on the wrong side of history. In the same vein, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach endorsed Trump. That's something different. I don't really know who that guy Chris Kobach is, but if he endorsed Trump, he's somebody I don't need to know either. But I know, like a lot of people say, that you know, you're supposed to listen to the other side. You're supposed to listen to what your adversary has to say. But you know what? I disagree with that. Why do I disagree with that? Because the other side, the adversarial people, the racist stuff that they are saying, it isn't new. They've been saying it since what? Black people have been in slavery. All kind of nonsense. And we're supposed to still listen to that? Well, not me. Like I said before, earlier in the show, I can't listen to ignorance. No, I walk away from it. Because my mind just can't take it. I mean, like when I was in the military, you know, I had to stand in front of some ignorant MF and listen to what he or she was telling me. Although I didn't want to because I knew that they didn't know what the F they were talking about. But yet, because I was a soldier, I had to stand at attention or at parade rest and listen to their BS. But now that I'm a civilian, I don't have to do that. I could walk right away, and that's what I do. But anyway, moving right along. I'm going to read something on another Trump appointee, this guy named Steve Bannon. And this article here is entitled Darkness is Good. And this article here says that Steve Bannon starts off by saying Steve Bannon has no regrets. The ex-Breitbart executive who serves as Trump's chief strategist for the new administration told the Hollywood Reporter that darkness is good. What, really, whatever that's supposed to mean. Anyway, it says here that Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, Satan, that's power. And that's evidently in quotes where he says Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, Satan, that's power. It only helps us when they, liberals, that's in parentheses, get it wrong, when they're blind to who we are and what we're doing. End of quotes. Then this article goes on to say that Breitbart News, which Bannon has been associated with since its start in 2007, has been vehemently pro-Trump throughout his presidential campaign and is also known for pushing nationalist policy positions as well as conspiracy theories, and has been criticized as being racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic. The interview largely didn't address Bannon's previous controversies, though he denied being a white nationalist. I mean, really, it's obvious that he is. But the thing is, he knows that, well, not that it's wrong to be what they say he is, which is a white nationalist, therefore a white racist. But he just knows that right now the majority of the country are against such views. That is, right now the majority of the country is against such views. So he'll fall back and say, well, no, that's not me. But yet to the rank and file of his organization, he'll stand up in front of them and give white nationalist speeches and white nationalist speeches all day and all night. And, you know, fall right in line with the way they think, and also teach other white nationalists or white racists how to think or to be better racist. Outrageous. But yet he's in denial about himself being a racist. And it goes further to say, this is what he says, this is in quotes. He says, I'm a nationalist. I'm an economic nationalist. The globalists gutted the American working class and created a middle class in Asia. The issue now is about America looking to get, well, he says here, the issue now is about Americans looking to not get effed over. He calls himself a globalist, whatever that means in his mind. And it goes on to say that Bannon also said he wanted to scrap the establishment Republican Party and start anew with Trump's movement. I mean, really, man, this is going to be an interesting year. And it goes further to say that like Andrew Jackson's populism, we're going to build an entirely new political movement. It's everything related to jobs. The conservatives are going to go crazy. I'm the guy pushing $1 trillion infrastructure plan with negative interest rates throughout the world. It's the greatest opportunity to rebuild everything. Shipyards, ironworks, get them all jacked up. We're just going to throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks. It will be as exciting as the 1930s. Greater than the Reagan Revolution, conservatives plus populists in an economic nationalist movement. He also said he was a strong follower of Trump's leadership, adding that the way he speaks helped his message and to get him elected. But like I said earlier, this guy talking about to hear Trump speak, as I said earlier, in my opinion, Trump isn't even articulate. I don't know what he is, other than a moron. That's all I know. And then this guy Bannon says also, he gets it. He's talking about Trump. He says he gets it. He gets it intuitively. You have probably the greatest orator since William Jennings. He even called Trump an orator. Interesting. And then here I have an article here also entitled, Here's Evidence Steve Bannon Outright Joined a Facebook Group that posts racist rants and Obama death threats. I mean, that's nothing new. Nothing new at all. But then again, that's some of those websites that I don't go to. I don't go to those kind of websites because, like I said earlier in the program, I'm all about, you know, my mental health. Honestly, and I know what upsets me, and also what I'd rather do to enhance my own mental outlook. And listening to some racist rants, no. I stay away from those kind of people. And then here, let's see here. I got something here from some of my Facebook friends here. Let me make sure that I have that correct. Okay, this was no doubt a reference to Trump's campaigning and the nationalist rhetoric that he was using, or I guess actually not rhetoric, but the nationalist statements or rantings, white nationalist rantings and statements that he was using, you know, appealing to racists and their racism. And this person here has said, too bad all the calls against nationalism didn't start until after the election. The article goes further to say, just a second, let me get this thing here correct. Yes, the article goes further to say, not the article, but this statement goes further to say that we have a big problem on our hands now. And frankly, a safety pin isn't going to help. In fact, I really have no idea what we should do. The monster was sniffing at the door, and we let it in. All of the Western world is carelessly heading down this path. Yeah, this article is, again, they're talking about the safety pin thing. And then what I had said, there was just my reply. And then I had asked a question, and Trump isn't a racist. Then I said further, you might want to can that BS over in that direction. It smells over here. And then still, this is still on Donald Trump's election. One of my Facebook friends here had written, the confusion created around this election was genius. That's what some people said. To me, it wasn't genius at all, but that's another issue. It says here, it's apparently quite easy to distract well-meaning people from doing the right thing, even when evil is blatantly obvious. I contend that white liberal Americans were unable to see the true monster at the door because nationalism and government-sanctioned racism was not a central issue to their own lives. They simply couldn't imagine how far-reaching this move to the right would be, that it would destroy everything they held dear as well. Once that dawned upon them, they started using the word white nationalism, but the gravity of the situation was realized after the fact. If we had only taken off our blinders, always a day late. So this person has said on Facebook. Then another of my Facebook friends, well, a friend of my Facebook friend, had said, I'm starting to believe that not all is lost. This is not Germany. People are not being silent. I am organizing, as are my friends. We are working together to create local change. Sure, a progressive senator gets elected in Pennsylvania in midterms next congressional election. It doesn't appear that all the Republicans are going to roll over on torture, or that they are keen on removing the filibuster. And we already have cities that are saying, no, not here. We are not deporting people. As long as we can manage to not get into a police state, then all is not lost. This is a setback, and the voice of the president-elect Trump has given to hateful white nationalist groups is appalling and frightening. I was waiting to see who Trump would pick to advise him. Now I know, and knowing helps, because it means that I need to fight. I am with President-elect Trump on infrastructure spending. If it's not toll roads and pay for use, but registries, deporting millions of hardworking people, nope, nope. Plans to limit the civil rights freedoms of LGBTQ community, this is more of a Republican agenda than a Trump one. No, again, we will be vigilant. We will fight. Another Facebook friend had responded to that posting by saying, "People are not silent in Europe either. They have a long tradition of protest. They have a long tradition of protesting that far exceeds ours." I would agree with that. And my Facebook friend further said, but white liberals were too late on this one because they didn't realize how far-reaching it would be. That's why it was easy to distract them. They didn't realize how it was going to impact their lives. And then I have responded to that Facebook friend who talked about, you know, it's not too late for this country not to become a police state. And I have responded by saying African Americans have always been face to face with a police state in this country. It's but an adage at this point. If they come for me in the morning, they'll come for you in the night. That's something right there also. A lot of people are just starting to wake up. Well, can we say it's starting to wake up? Well, we're going to see what's going to happen in a real sense. Because people talk about white liberals. They have been talked about in the 60s. And then again, white liberals, well, the term white liberal wasn't used during the days of slavery, but some were called abolitionist. Some were called colonialist, both those names, and some were called suffragist. You know, those of the who were in the women's movement, agitating for the rights of women. Those women, white women, were also concerned with the rights of black people. So this white liberal thing, or this white liberal not understanding, it's not new, not at all. But I guess to those of us, I mean, even those black people who are now waking up, can you say waking up, or I guess just becoming aware of what's happening here? And also, well, like just saying, I had mentioned before how still, because of this situation, my TV is still off. I still don't look at the news as I once used to. I had turned it off because during the election, the campaign, in my opinion, they were in fact showing too much of Donald Trump. I don't know why, but I always laugh when I think about this. And even still, being that he's the president, it's not funny, but it's laughable. And here on Facebook, again, I had written here that I still have my TV turned off. I just can't watch these people, especially not hearing or seeing anyone refute questions what they are saying. Everything Trump and his ilk says should be challenged/questioned. Everything. I mean, when they want to deny that they are racist, that ought to be challenged. And evidence, or if not evidence, just things that they have said should be talked about and thrown back at them, and then they should be asked. And you're saying this is not racist? Like, for instance, that judge that Donald Trump didn't want hearing his case because he was Mexican, and but they didn't go after him the way they should have. Whatever, but anyway. One of my Facebook friends had responded to that by saying, I can't watch TV. I don't know how much longer I can. He said, I don't know how much longer I can even use Facebook. It's clearly taking a toll on my mental health. It might be different if I could see any kind of sensible plan for moving forward that doesn't involve bloodshed. And then I have responded that I found it interesting. I wasn't the only one who turned the televisions off during this election cycle, thanks to the media coverage of Trump. But, you know, that Facebook friend had mentioned, you know, moving forward without bloodshed. I mean, blood has already been shed. I mean, we can just fall back on, you know, the police murders of African Americans in this country for the longest, or let's say, especially during the past 8 years. I mean, blood has already been shed. But as we know, as is always said, there has to be a better way. There has to be some kind of dialogue. We have to try to reason with people. But the question then is, you know, how long do we use reason? And then again, who are those that we're supposed to reason with? You know, that article, or more so the issue there on President Trump, I wanted to go into other issues, but time is moving swiftly. We have about 3 minutes left to the program, and I had already missed one of the music breaks, so being cognizant that I got to play the music, I'm going to go out from the show with a song. And let's see, what song are we going to play? I think I'm going to go out with another song from Future, and it's called, it looks like Maybach. That's spelled Maybach. I'm thinking Bach because of the organist, the musician, Johannes Sebastian Bach, because the name is spelled Bach. So again, I'm going to go out with the song from Future entitled Maybach. And having said that, I'm going to say this is Urban Society. I'm James Jones, your host, and we'll be back next week. And those of you who are listening, I want to thank you all for having listened. And until then, you all be good. Having said that, have a good night.
I ain't about to play with these niggas, feel me? I'm about to get these bags, you think? Hold up. Well, good drink. Man, we ain't playing with this. How's it beginning?
You know what I'm saying? Showing the proof.
It's better, you did.
Low in a Maybach, spraying that shit like an A-Rap. Streets tell you going crazy, like I'm a young nigga going crazy. Mask up, nigga, here day. Got the shop stick with me here day. Half a pound in the ashtray. Burn down, nigga, wild way. Burn it down on good drink, on good drink, on good drink. Money long, get the money long. Get these yellow diamonds lying on the cone. Riding low like an essay. Getting doped up, that's here day. Harry Mans, I'm a here day. Get some Cartier, I'm a here day. Fuck a bitch in the big way. I hit her right on the staircase. Hit that mouth, I go bad face. When I'm in that mouth, I go bad face. Pain pills, took a double dose. Got a bankroll with some iron on me. They told you I was a real, real nigga. They wasn't lying on me. I get better and better with time on me. Drinking codeine like wine on me. Step on the scene, got dimes on me. It's a dirty game, niggas dying in it. The black range, got a rhyme in it. Hit a throw, then dive in it. Flip a hover, switch sides in it. Niggas switch the size, they supply niggas. Thank God they ain't my nigga. Stacked tall like I hide in it. Still a car, you ride in it. Had the hot box, had to ride. Fire coops now riding. Jimmy too, I just vibing. I'm on dabbing, I'm just vibing. False nigga when I'm vibing. I ain't never trying to be a side nigga. Never trying to be a crap nigga. Take a champagne bath nigga. Take a real champagne bath nigga. You can hit on with that yapping now. I'ma go ahead and pay the tap nigga. You the one talking now when a nigga turn around trying to stab nigga. Laying low in a Maybach. Spraying that shit like an A-Rap. Streets tell you going crazy. Got my young niggas going crazy. Mask up nigga here day. Get the shop stick. With me here day. Half a pound in the ashtray. Burn down, nigga, wild way. Burn it down on good drink. On good drink, on good drink. Money long, get the money long. Get these yellow diamonds like honeycomb. Riding low like an essay. Getting doped up, that's air day. Every man's on me air day. Keep some Cartier, I'm in air day. Side phones on the fellow. Few racks with a hammer on. Gotta move around cause I'm cameras on. Gotta keep it cool when the cameras on. Live and learn and I'm still going. Money burn and I'm still going. Count it up and I'm still going. I just count it up and I'm still going. High tech and I'm still pouring. Got high tech and I'm still pouring. Designer, designer, man, it's all on me. I got flawless diamonds and they all on me. Real cash, make a ball with it. Had a bend up and a stalling. I'm a rich nigga, so I'm falling. Really, there ain't none of y'all been. Stick shit, stand tallin'. Flipper on the stomach, then crawling. Pocket dance, have a ball with him. Perkins says, have a ball with him. Pouring up, back a dog with it. Taliban gang, AK. Big rings like MJ. Automall with a big face. Laying low in a Maybach, spraying that shit like an A-Rap. Streets tell you going crazy, got my young niggas going crazy. Mask up, nigga, here day. Get the shop stick with me here day. Half a pound in the ashtray. Burn down, nigga, wild way. Burn it down on good drink, on good drink, on good drink. Money. long, get the money long, get the yellow diamonds like honeycomb. Riding low like an essay, getting doped up, that's every day. Hermes, I mean every day, keep some Cartier, I mean every day. Never trying to be a side nigga, never trying to be a crap nigga. Take a champagne bath, nigga, take a real champagne bath, nigga. We can hit on with that yapping now, I'ma go ahead and pay the tap, nigga. You the one talking down when the nigga turn around trying to stab, nigga.